In the course of his journey to Jerusalem, he was traveling through the borderlands of Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, he was met by 10 men with leprosy. They stood some way off and called out to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And while they were on their way, they were made clean. One of them, finding himself cured, turned back, praising God aloud. He threw himself down at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. At this, Jesus said, "Were not all 10 cleansed? The other 9, where are they? Could none be found to come back and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has cured you." I would like to ask you to think of the moments and memories of a lifetime that come to you when you think of Thanksgiving. I think of a moment on the day itself, a moment of rest during that busy time when you have special food or drink, and yes, sports. And then you have that moment of silence, and you think of all the things for which you're thankful. You also think of the gathering of families and friends. It's just very good to be together again with people you love. As a former pastor, I think of the Mass on Thanksgiving Day. The church is only a little more than half full, but everyone really is anxious to be there. The whole ceremony is filled with a joyful spirit. Usually, there would be some special music. Memories of Grammar School, as one of the original documents would be read, proclaiming the pilgrim's thankfulness. After some hard winters, and then I would always have the altar decorated with fall vegetables from our garden, gourds and squash and multicolored corn. And people would take these home at the end of Mass to add to the decorations on their tables. These are very enjoyable times. The pilgrims were thankful that they had arrived in this new land and had survived difficult winters. But most of all, they celebrated the fact that they were free from religious oppression. Over the years, I have developed the assumption that I too was free. This is part of the celebration. After all, I lived in the land of the free, or so the slogan goes. And the idea grows out of the conviction that I was in some ways more excellent than others, certainly more fortunate to be living in an expansive new land, blessed with many opportunities. In today's gospel, Luke offers us a helpful counterpoint in our consideration of what it is to be thankful and really free. Jesus is on his way up to Jerusalem for the final encounter. He's given us a series of teachings that expand our understanding of God's intervention in human affairs. Now in this story of the healing of the 10 lepers, Luke reaches outside of our normal range of understanding and comfort zone and singles out the Samaritan as an example of thankfulness. All 10 of the lepers believe that, or they would not have gone to the priest to show themselves. So they had faith, some faith. And all were healed. Yet this remarkable person who does not even share Jesus' civil or religious preferences is the one to return and offer thankfulness. As he rises above the predictable boundaries of comfort and custom, he realizes the fulfillment of his humanity in Jesus himself. He not only is healed of his leprosy, he has become attentive to that larger sense of life in which our union of God is known. This stranger, this most extraordinary person, the one with the most to lose, is the person who realizes perfect thankfulness. I'm sure that many of the people who participate in putting on Thanksgiving and holiday dinners for those in need and other events often have this very thing in mind, the challenge for us all is to not only do something charitable and kind during the season of grace, but to come to a full consciousness of who it is that raises us up and sustains us in all that is best in our lives. But there is more. The healed Samaritan crossed the line. He's become attentive to life's greatest opportunities. The highest form of prayer is to stand in amazement at the beauty and wonder of our God, to stand in thankfulness before the marvel of life itself, and to realize that this God reaches into our humble, sometimes shabby lives and heals us with his love. It's a sort of mutual recognition. Really get at the heart of prayer there. There are movements at the present time to explore the boundaries of the universe, its magnitude, its infinite mystery, the wonder of life itself. We can only grow in our imagination of the mystery of all that God has made. But to think that this mysterious God of all intervenes in our immediate, humble circumstances and leads us into the highest form of attention, recognition, and thankfulness, that's almost beyond us. As you enter into the golden light of friends, music, feasting, may you be blessed with this fully realized thankfulness, which is nothing less than the joyful possession of God in the depths of your own heart. And for this, may you be forever thankful. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day.